Could you feel that? Could you feel the Lord just bringing you present? There's something so special about that. And again, I want to restate, just in a recent conversation with Christine Potter, Dawn and Christine loved being here a few weeks back, and I just want to sort of reiterate a conversation that we've been having. And she was like, you know, it's so easy to be saved to a historical Jesus, but not to the eternal Jesus. And I was thinking about that during worship, and I was thinking how that's so relevant for the song that we just sang in terms of being present. So who could use in the room just some more of awareness of being present? Sometimes trauma, sometimes things happen, sometimes just work and life, not always bad things. Sometimes great things can keep you from being present, if you know what I mean, and just being in the moment. What I mean by being present is, you know what, I'm aware of my moment. I'm aware of what God's doing in me. I'm aware of my sweet spots. I'm aware of the grace that I've been given. But I'm also aware of the places that God's working in me. So how many of you, just by uplifted hand, would say, you know, I could use some more present, some more here? Yeah, right? And the neat thing about that is the Holy Spirit's here to bring us present. And so I just want to pray over you. What I'm going to do today is I don't have a sermon. I've got a verse. That's it. You know, I seek the Lord all the time, and I'm always in his word every day and just asking the Lord and in prayer. And sometimes the Lord just goes, you know what? Why don't you lead the people into an encounter with me? And not that preaching his word doesn't do that. But we need to go somewhere today. There's some things that need to happen in his presence today. And so we want to get right into that and steward that atmosphere. So I'm going to pray over us for being present. And I feel like the Lord's just going to honor that. So, yeah, just put your hand on your heart. You can stand, you can sit, you can do whatever you like. And I'm just going to pray over us. Father, I just ask that you would help us to be present. Lord, everyone in this room, you know what's going on in our lives right now. You know the load that we're carrying. You know the grace that's on us. You know the pressure that's on us. You know the attack of the enemy that could be around us, all the things that would try to limit us. But Lord, I ask for every one of us right now, since you are the God of breakthrough, since you are the God of the Bible, you can come and break in right now and cause us to be more present than ever before in our lives. More present than ever before in our lives, right here, right now. And I am asking that you bring us present right here, right now. Father, let the spirit of creativity flow more because we're present. Let ideas and innovation in the presence of God, we can be present. And so, Lord, we thank you that always, because you're in us, the great Savior came to save us, to make us present. And if you're present within us, then we can be present too. So come right now, and in the presence, let us be present. Let us carry your presence like never before. And I ask for the one who needs innovation. You need new starts. You need new ideas in the presence of God. Right now, present innovation with you. The presence of God is present with you now for new thoughts, grand ideas, to go further in innovation than you've ever gone before. To the one who needs finances, just as Michelle prayed for breakthrough right now, the God who's present is present with you. And so we pray over you right now to be present with God and to understand he is concerned about the things that are concerning you. He is present. He's aware of what you need. And so, Lord, we just thank you right now that under that awareness, as we lay our hands on our hearts, we call our spirit to the front to be present with the God who's present. He's not an absentee father. You're right here, right now. Your word says, you know what I have need of even before I ask. And so, God, we come into a place of presence and being present with you right here, right now. We adore you. All right, you can look up at me. How cool is that, right? Thank you, Lord. Just a moment in God's presence where he can be present with you and do something that you didn't even know how to put language to. We just take time and let him do what he wants to do. So I've got a verse for you. Remember, I told you I had a profound verse for you. My sermon is this. Luke 19 and verse 10. Some of you who want to look it up, I'll give you a few minutes to do that. Etch it in your heart. Luke 19:10, familiar passage. Jesus is outlining what he came to do. The reason why he came to the earth. The reason why he saved our souls. The reason why he wants us to live abundantly and lead from every place. We're the head, not the tail. We're leading society. We're creating culture. We're shaping the narrative. We're just leading from every place. We're shining. Sometimes love is leading, right? Right? You're all in La La Land. Becky got you in the spirit. So, Luke 19:10. The Son of Man came to what? Seek and save that which was lost. The Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. It's super easy to limit that verse to the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. But that's not what it says. What it says is the Son of Man, speaking of Jesus, came to seek and save that which was lost. What has been lost? That. There's my profound verse. Okay, we can all go home. So that which was lost, you get to determine what has been lost. Not just people, not just our souls, because it's so easy to, Jesus came to seek and save the lost, and that's what's heavy on his mind. He's out in the harvest field, and none of my issues matter to him because he's out seeking and saving the lost. But what if your identity was lost? What if your position in Christ was lost? What if what matters to you most has been stolen or lost? What if who you are in this life has been lost in all of the, gosh, there's so much going on in COVID. I guess I lost my priority. I lost who I was, and the Son of Man is here, present right now, seeking to save that which was lost. So what does that look like for you? I'm going to say a couple things that I feel like as a people, as a church, as the Big C Church Global right now, that I know we could use healing on. So today is a day to just get you whole. We're going to kick you out these doors ready to change the world. But we're going to get you whole in many areas. So if this applies to you, I'm going to have you either raise your hand or stand up or whatever you want to do, because some of these things the Lord's just going to take care of over the next few minutes, and he's going to empower the church to be who we're called to be. Number one, let's just start with empowering. If a gospel or the gospel of Jesus is a gospel of power, in other words, if our gospel is not a gospel of power, then it's not the gospel of Jesus, right? The gospel of Jesus came with amazing power, not just a distant God, but a present God, a God who can heal the sick. He could even raise the dead. He can get the demonic presence of the enemy off of our lives, out of our environment. He came to refresh us and all of those things. Then I want to know and have a standard for what I should expect as a Christian. I want my watermark of Christianity to equal his. And it's so easy to think, nope, Jesus is seeking and saving the lost, and he's not really concerned about me winning. Let's smash that idol right now. He's very concerned about you winning.